Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 13 Juz was recited. Continuing with Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now proved his innocence in front of all of the people. So immediately Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Wa ma ubarri'u nafsi," I do not regard my nafs as free. Now a person mustn't get pride and arrogance within himself. So immediately Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam put a blame upon himself. "I don't trust myself. Nafs is always calling a person towards evil, except that person or that time or that occasion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects, has mercy upon that person. Allah is most forgiving and most merciful." And yeah, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam came out, the king gave him a very high position that he will now have control over the finances of the country, because the drought was supposed to have come over that area, over the whole quite a bit of areas at that time. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now became, what honor Allah had given to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In this way we had given place to Yusuf alayhi salam in the earth. Yesterday he was locked up in jail, and today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the ability. Yatabawwa'u min haythu yasha." He can build and move around wherever he wants to. He can do whatever he wants to. Yesterday he was locked up for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today he is completely free. Allah said, "In this dunya we have forgiven him also. And the reward of the akhirat is far greater for those who have got the quality of iman and they got the quality of taqwa." Then the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they also were going through this drought and difficulty. And Misr, now they had enough food because Yusuf alayhi salam had saved up. They knew the calamity was the drought was going to come. So eventually they come. They did not recognize Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He tells them, "Go back." He gives them a lot of grain and bring their brother, Binyamin, the smallest brother. When they go back, they encourage their father to bring the brother. He takes a promise from them. They will definitely bring him back. They take a custom and an oath. When they come back, then by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam meets his brother. And he introduces himself to his brother and tells his brother, "There's another command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now to put our father into another imtihan and examination to keep you back here." And then they made a certain plan. And you know, he said, then through this plan, Binyamin remained back. And the brothers go back now to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's crying also. And he says, "Ya Asafa ala Yusuf," his heart is full of pain. And people say, "You're still thinking of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam." He said, "I only complain, lay my grief and sorrows to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Anyhow, he tells his sons, "Go back again and look for Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother. And never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah." The only people who lose hope in the mercy of Allah are the kafirs and the disbelievers. When the people come back the third time, then by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam exposes himself. That, "I am Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Do you remember what you people have done to me? And Allah ta'ala has made a lot of ihsan upon us. But remember, a person who's got the quality of taqwa and sabr." Some ulama say that this is the crux of the whole surah. "Innahu may yattaqi wa yasbir." A person who's got taqwa and sabr. "Fa'inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin." Allah will never destroy the rewards of those people who do good. So then they said, Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah has definitely given you preference over us, and we had made a mistake. He said, "There is no blame upon you people today. May Allah ta'ala forgive you. He is the most forgiving of those who show mercy, most merciful. Go back to your father now. Take my kurta and throw it over his eyes. You will be able to see properly again. And then bring us your father and come. All of us come to Misr." So anyhow, the people had come to, they came to Misr with the brothers. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Waqad ahsana bi id akhrajani min as-sijni." Allah has made ihsan upon me. When Allah ta'ala took me out of jail, and Allah ta'ala brought you people from the village, after shaitan has caused the division between me and my brothers, Allah is most merciful and kind from whosoever he wants to. May the ulama say that how beautiful Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how he forgave his brothers. That whatever, he didn't think of all the negative things which happened in the past. That you did this to me, you did this to me, and this is what happened. Yusuf alayhi salam forgot all of that there. But he looked at the ihsan and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very high level of akhlaq and character. A person doesn't look at the, he overlooks in such a way. They look at how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he only thought of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah, when you took me out of jail, he didn't mention about going to jail. And he didn't mention about the, he and his brothers were separated. But he said, "Oh Allah, Allah brought you people from that area. After shaitan is the one who caused the rift between me and my brothers." Subhanallah, what the character of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah subhanahu, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, "Oh Allah, tawaffani musliman wa alhaqni misalihin." Let me pass away in the quality of with Islam. As a Muslim, I must pass away. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what a great Nabi of Allah he was. But he's also making dua to leave this world with Islam. And wa alhaqni misalihin, always keep me in the company and join me up with the righteous and the pious. Can mean in this world also join me up with the righteous and pious. And in the year after also keep me with the righteous and pious. So a very beautiful dua of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. We should also try to make this dua. Tawaffani musliman walhaqni bis-salihin. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are many, many lessons If the people of intelligence in the ignorance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, some of the ibrat lessons which ulama have mentioned in this incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, they say that difficulty becomes a means of sometimes attaining other bounties and comfort. Sometimes a person goes through some difficulty in life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can't see now, and this opens up other doors for a person which he never thought about before. So that difficulty Yusuf alayhi salam was taken out of, he was thrown in the well, but this led him to come to Misr. Then he was locked up in jail, and because of coming in jail, it led him to becoming eventually the minister of Egypt. So sometimes difficulty becomes a means of comfort and getting bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, they say that jealousy is found even in brothers, and it creates it's very harmful consequences. That even in brothers, as we had mentioned yesterday, that a person has to make his Islam and reformation, otherwise it can be found amongst any person. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's two sons, one of them had jealousy over the other one. So in every single person, this quality is found, and a person has to make an effort to remove the sickness within himself. The third point they mention is that good character, beautiful qualities, and a good upbringing. Like how Yusuf alayhi salam, what upbringing he had, what akhlaq and character he had. And so these qualities eventually show his colors. Maybe not immediately in the beginning, but eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show a person, and this person will shine in the world because of akhlaq and character, not because of a person, how much of wealth he's got, or how much of education a person has got, but normally it's the sifat and qualities which are found in a person, which make a person shine in life. The fourth thing the ulama mentioned, that chastity, trustworthiness, and steadfastness are the roots of all goodness. Honor will eventually come. Yes, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was chaste. What imtihan and examination, the woman comes and she presents herself, I can fulfill my desire, and nobody will even know the better of it. But that person who remained first, steadfast at that moment, he remained pure and chaste, he was trustworthy, he didn't make khianat, he did not deceive his master, and he remained steadfast. These are the roots of all kinds of goodness, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person honor. First point they mention is that intermingling is haram. We see Zulaykha, because she stayed with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam close together. That is why Shariat has made it that men and women must be completely separate, because this is a lead to all many kinds of evils. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, when a man and a woman are alone in privacy, then shaitan is definitely the third one. So a person has to be very careful today in businesses. People are working, they have got their secretaries, and they are just working, and they don't even feel anything, that there's something wrong. Many people have got workers in their houses, and sad thing to say is that nowadays, unfortunately, you have females in the house working with male workers, and they work. Even a woman is in parda sometimes. She outside the house, she makes full parda, but in the house, the male worker comes in the house, he's helping her to cut the potatoes and the tomatoes, and he's helping to serve in the house. This can lead to many, many fitnas, and even if it doesn't lead to any fitnas, against the Shariat and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this kind of intermingling, a driver, just my driver, he is taking me for shopping, etc. So all this is completely not permissible. Then the sixth point, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of problems. We see Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when the calamity came, Zulaykha wanted immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, what difficulties, how many years, some ulama say 40 years separated or whatever amount of time. But innama ashku bati wa huzni ila Allah wa a'lamu min Allah ma la ta'lamun. Complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of problems. The next point the ulama mentioned is that a da'i, he looks for every opportunity to give his da'wah. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was locked up in jail, there also he gave his da'wah. So a person who is a da'i, he will look for every opportunity to give his da'wah. And the eighth point is that the da'i also must keep himself free from blemish, from any fault. If a person is accusing him, he must be very, very careful. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he made sure he was proven innocent before he came out of the jail, so that people can never put a blot on him, he cannot put a stain upon him later on, that no, you just came out, but remember your past, this is what you had done, this is what you had done. So a person keeps himself clean, then inshallah this has a greater effect in the da'wah of a person. The ninth point they mentioned is that the virtues of patience. You see Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of patience he had. As mentioned, that patience is very bitter, but the fruits of it are very sweet. Patience itself is bitter, it makes somebody bitter at that moment, but the fruits of it later on, a person sees only goodness, only sweetness he sees. So if a person has got this quality of sabr, a person has the quality of sabr, Allah will never destroy the reward of that person. And the final point they've mentioned, if Allah Ta'ala gives difficulty to a person, there is no person who can avert it. When Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam told his sons, when you enter Misr, you mustn't enter from one door, enter from different doors. People's nizam mustn't fall upon you people. They mustn't take away bin Yamin. They did what they had done. when the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down, there was no one who could avert it. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give somebody honor, then there is no one who can remove that honor. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam wants to get honor in life, and their brothers tried their hardest because of their jealousy to disgrace Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, to dishonor him, to bring him down. But nobody, if Allah wants to give honor to a person, then nobody can disgrace a person. So these are just some of the lessons the ulama have mentioned. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَبْرَارِ. There are many, many others. Ulama have written kitabs on the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and what lessons a person can take. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, inspire us to take full benefit from this incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and to bring these qualities into our lives also. The next surah is Surah Al-Ra'd, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are many people who are not, the kitab is very clear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately there are many people who will not accept the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are physical signs which Allah ta'ala has made in the world. Also in there, a person can see the qudrat and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah has raised the skies without any pillars which a person can see. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the sun and the moon under our work, and they are all moving for a specific time. Allah has, what a system Allah has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread out the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed mountains and rivers in the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has from fruits, given us different types of fruits. The day and night comes. All of these are signs for the people who are pondering and utilizing their mind. In the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made different portions. From one place, bananas are growing, one place apples are growing, one place watermelons are growing. Different areas, they're all getting one water. The water is one, the air is one, the sand is one. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's factories under the ground. Different factories and different plantations are coming out. Different countries also, in different ways. So in this year, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. People who have got intelligence, Allah ta'ala has kept great, great signs. And we must actually look at all of these signs and understand the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are angels in front of a person, behind a person. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are protecting a person. And when Allah ta'ala's permission goes away, then they stop. So we are actually being protected all of the time. And ulama mentioned so beautifully that one of the reasons why angels leave a person is because of pictures. Today, many people have got all of these pictures, as Hazrat was mentioning yesterday, and in our TVs, we've got pictures, and many other places in our homes, things are kept open also, and all of these pictures are the cause of the angels leaving the place. So a person is not protected anymore. Now the angels of mercy are not with a person, he is not under protection, then automatically all of these conditions and the difficulties will overcome a person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah will not change the condition of a people until they don't change what is within themselves. Allah has given good conditions, Allah has given good halat. But now when people start changing, especially when wealth comes to a person, no times it goes to a person's mind, and now it makes a person evil, and now he changes his condition, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends difficult conditions upon people. So may Allah ta'ala, if a person is on deen, we have to try to better ourselves in deen, and not go back. A person now goes a few steps backward. We have to always be trying to increase and improving ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the signs of Allah's qudrat, the thunder, and the lightning, and all the clouds which are moving about. These are all the signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. And when a person sees these signs, there are certain du'as to be recited also, and you must see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are people of intelligence. Who are the people of intelligence? They've got certain signs. يُفُونَ بِأَحَدِ اللَّهِ. They fulfill the text of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا إله إلا الله. When they have taken the text, then they fulfill it. They're very particular with it. And they do not break their pacts and promises which they are making with other human beings also. They are very particular. Whatever their words are, they hold firm unto it. يَسِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّسَلُ. They join ties with that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded must be joined. A person for a family ties, especially the rights of our parents. A person fulfills all of that there. And every other tie, fulfilling the rights of neighbors and whatever the different rights are, fulfilling the rights of one's wife and the family people and neighbors and townspeople. And the Shariat has mentioned all different levels, how much a person fulfill the rights of those people. And وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they fear evil hisab, evil reckoning. Those people who have got the quality of sabr. And why they've got this quality of sabr? ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabr in all its different forms. They've got this within themselves. And they're performing the salat, perfecting the salat. Spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secretly also. And openly, secretly they are giving nafal charity, openly they are giving their zakat. And وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ. People do wrong to them, they repel it with good. There's one meaning. So people that do wrong to us, then we do good to those people. Or the other meaning can be, is that when a person does an evil action, then immediately he follows it up with a good action. So then this will remove the effect of the evil action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said he has kept a very wonderful final result for such people. They will get the gardens of Jannah and remain there forever and forever. And the angels will be giving them great honor. And the family members also who had iman within themselves, Allah ta'ala will join them together. So they will have the company of those people. On the other hand, you will get those people who break the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah has commanded them to join ties, etc., they break it. And they cause fasad and trouble in mischief in the earth. Upon them is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for them is a very evil house. So a person might say, but the people are so rich in this world, with all these kufar and these believers, so rich. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, Allah ta'ala opens up rozi and sustenance to whomsoever He wants to. And for some people, Allah ta'ala keeps it back. Abundance of sustenance, less sustenance, is not a dalil and proof of being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main thing is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people are happy with this worldly life. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ. This worldly life compared to the akhirat is nothing but like, as Hazrat was mentioning yesterday, a piece of cloth. A person uses that cloth to wipe his... That's what the dunya is compared to the akhirat. What is the bounties and the beauties of akhirat? A person cannot even pass the mind of a person what Allah ta'ala has kept for a person there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person that made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will find contentment only in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Mufassirin mentioned, bi zikrillah, a fi zikrillah, when a person drowns himself in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will find contentment of heart. And some ulama say it means that the Quran Sharif, the more we make tilawat of Quran, we understand the meaning of Quran Sharif, doubts will be removed from a person. A person will get itminan qalb. He won't have doubts in his heart. The more we will read the Quran and try to understand the meaning of the Quran Kareem. The last surah which was recited last night was Surah Ibrahim. And in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with one maqsad, one objective, to teach the people tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the same message. Allah ta'ala says, is a kitab which we have revealed to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The object is you must take all people from all darknesses into light. Kufr and disbelief and batil and falsehood is darknesses, not one, but many, many different forms of darkness. And nur and light is one. So Allah ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to take people out of all darknesses, all gunas and sins and immorality into the light of Islam, the light of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bi idni rabbihim, this is with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He came. And to take them to the straight, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this wasn't only for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam went to his people with the same message also. He also told them, come out of darknesses into light. And Allah ta'ala commanded him, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِإِيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Remind them of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The days of Allah ta'ala means, think of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has given you. And think of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, that there are different nations, how they were completely destroyed. And you will think about these two things. One is the love of Allah will come in a person's heart. And on the other hand, the fear of Allah will come into a person. So these bounties are when a person thinks about the past nations, then this will create the good qualities in a person. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first he told them, think of the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala saved you from Fir'aun, who was giving you calls of different kinds of punishments. He was killing your children, and he was taking your woman as slaves. How Allah ta'ala favored you people. And make shukr to Allah ta'ala. Allah will definitely increase you. But remember, if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my punishment is very severe. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, if the whole world is to make nashukri, they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is completely independent. Allah ta'ala is not in need of anybody. He is full of praises. So you, by you making shukr, only you will benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions about shaitan and the bayan he will give on the day of qiyamah, and all the matters have been passed. That Allah has promised you people, as Hazrat had mentioned, that Allah has promised you the truth, and I promised you, but I spoke lies. I had no force upon you people. I just gave you da'wat. I called you, and you people accepted my da'wat. Do not blame me today. Blame yourselves. I will not be able to help and assist you people. You will not be able to help and assist me. And whatever shirk you are making with me today, I deny it. Whatever you believed in me regarding me, I deny it myself. And they will be entered into the severe punishment. On the other hand, the people of Iman, and those who have done good actions, Allah will give them jannat, gardens flowing beneath their rivers, and they will remain there forever and forever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of Iman. It's like a tree. The roots are very strong and the branches are far out into the heaven. And it's giving fruit and it's giving benefits. This is the benefit of Iman. On the other hand, the word of kufr and disbelief is very, very weak, flimsy. It's like on top of the ground. Once wind will blow it, it will be completely, it will fly away. So Iman, a person has to build his Iman and make his Iman stronger. And he will actually see the fruits of Iman. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the father of Tawheed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and you will find success. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to Makkah Mukarramah. He made it a place. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepted his dua there. He made dua for his children also. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min zurriyati. Make me a person who is firm on salat and establishment of salat, and not only myself, but my children also. And Allah ta'ala accept my duas. Forgive me and my parents and all the believers. So this is also a very beautiful dua for ourselves, for our children. We make this dua to remain steadfast in salat. And then even the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are many people who will oppress and cause a lot of harm in this world. Don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unmindful of them. Allah is watching them. Allah is just giving them a bit of chance, a bit of rope. And their day will come on the day of Qiyamah, when the eyes will be shell-shocked and open, and they will be looking around with great fear, and their heads will be looking up. They won't be able to move also. They won't be able to close their eyes. Their hearts will be completely void and empty of everything. What fear will be upon a person? And then a person will say, Allah, give us a chance. We'll go back in this world. We'll try to make amends. It will be too late for a person. So beware of the oppression of any person. Sometimes a person oppresses somebody else, and purposely a person is oppressing somebody else. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةِ الْمَظْلُومِ. Beware of the curse of the oppressed person. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. There is no hijab and barrier between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one hundred hadith comes that Allah ta'ala says, I will definitely help the oppressed person, even though it may be after some time. Allah's help and assistance will come. And some narration says, وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِرًا. Even if that person is a non-Muslim, you can never ever oppress that person. A country can remain with kufr and disbelief, but a country cannot remain with zulam and oppression. Eventually Allah will destroy the country also which remains with oppression. So really, if our own countries, our own homes, if a person is oppressing his wife, for example, you're oppressing our workers, you're oppressing the staff in the shop, the way we treat them, the way we speak to them, a person must be very careful. اتَّقِ دَعْوَةِ الْمَظْلُومِ. Beware of the curse of that person, because there is no hijab and veil between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala strikes, then the person will be in big problems. Allah ta'ala protect us from every kind of zulm, and make us people of adl and justice, and people of ihsan, those people who will actually do good to others, and never ever oppress. Allah give us true understanding.